I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is From the Pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. This is a great time to be in the woods hunting those shed antlers. And there are reasons why this is such a good time, and I'll tell you what they are. But first,
reel in the deals at Fleet Farm's Fishing and Marine event, going on now. From licenses to lures, stock up on everything you need for fishing season in one stop, like Rapala Rap V-Blade crankbaits. Pick up three for just $9.99. Shop our huge selection of rods, reels, electronics, and apparel. And check out top brands like Rapala, Berkley, Garmin, and Stryker. Get it all during the Fishing and Marine event at Fleet Farm, your fishing headquarters.
What a great time to be in the woods hunting those shed antlers. It's because there's still snow on the ground and you can see where those deer have been moving. The deer, when they're walking down a trail, will get to the point where they want to knock that antler loose and they'll hit it on a stump or whack it on a tree that's got a bigger trunk. It might fly off a few feet, land in the snow. After a couple of snowstorms, it gets covered up. Right now, the snow is starting to dissipate, and you can walk along those trails, and those trails are well-developed. They're well-marked. These deer have been using these trails all winter long, and you'll start seeing those shed antlers right now. Now, with this heavy snow that we've had up in the north all winter long, some of these areas that the deer have been, this heavy snow has caused them to yard, and that means that they get into a big group. And the bucks that are in that big group will work around the edges. And that's what you want to do if you see an area where they have congregated, is to go out and work the edges of that area, because that's where them bucks are going to have staked out their turf, and that's where those antlers are going to drop. This is From the Pages of the Outdoor News.